Good morning, my friend. If you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, you may want to go and listen to that one first and then listen to this one. But it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Either way, I am so happy that you're here. Today, I want to talk to you about an expression that my meditation teacher, Scott McBride, would often use, and that is getting down to the studs. He would talk about as we go deeper and deeper into meditation, we start to get down to the bare bones of our mind and our patterns and our conditioning. And when we're able to get down to the studs and start to look at the root causes of our behavior, then now we're getting somewhere. Now we can start to shift things down at the foundation of the building as opposed to always just picking out the weeds. So today I want to talk to you about getting down to the studs of your health and mental wellness. Now it's a bigger topic for 6 minutes, but I want to introduce this like I did yesterday to get you to start going deeper. We are pulled right and left all day long by the media on what we should be focusing on and what we should be buying and, you know, what we should be getting rid of and this and that. And so what happens is that as a culture, we end up at the surface level, just jumping from one trend to the next, one fad to the next. Where I live and where I've lived for many years is down beneath those trends and fads. I want to learn, I want to know the deep root causes of why I'm not feeling well, why I'm not performing well, why I don't feel this way or sleep that way or digest efficiently. So I'm encouraging you to do the same. To go down beneath the surface of the fads and the trends and to understand root causes and root systems of why you may not be able, you may not have energy in the afternoon, why you may not be sleeping well, why you may not be able to focus. Okay, these are all conditions. And there's reasons why. So yesterday I talked to you about the microbiome, the gut microbiome, and how it is not all in our head, right? The media will have us believe that it's all in our head and we need to just do these three tips and everything will be good. When in reality, our systems get thrown off balance, our nervous system, our immune system, our gut microbiome. And the gut microbiome is the environment of non-human species, of bacteria and viruses and other things that when we have any kind of imbalance, will throw off everything. And what affects the microbiome? And this is why I've come to this. Stress. Stress and yes, pharmaceuticals and poor nutrition and just being environmental factors will throw off the diversity in our microbiome. But specifically, the way I came through the door is through stress. When we are in chronic stress, as I have been and still find myself in, and who could not be in chronic stress right now in this, I'm coming to you early September 2020. When we are living in stress, our heart rate variability is not optimal. Our heart rate is high. We are holding tension in our body, in our mind. It deeply affects the gut microbiome. And that in turn throws everything off balance. So I'm coming to you today and yesterday to start to introduce this, especially if it's new for you. I am encouraging you to go deeper, to understand how to improve your gut microbiome, your gut environment, because that will change everything for you. It will increase your focus. It will improve your sleep. It will boost your mood. It will increase your energy. It will increase your capacity to be resilient, stress resilient. It will also improve your immune system, which we all need right now. So you can Google it. I'm putting some links in the show notes, and I want you to reach out to me because this has been my world for the last year personally. It has been where I've been living because of adrenal fatigue, because of stress. I've been living in understanding and improving my gut microbiome, and I've been really feeling the effects in my mental wellness, and I want to share that with you. So if you're intrigued, just reach out, DM, email, whatever you need to do. Find me on social media or just click through one of the links in the details. And I look forward to exploring this with you. Let's get down to the studs and stop putting Band-Aids on our health and mental wellness. Let's take it into our own hands and understand deep root cause of why we're feeling the way we're feeling. Thank you so much for being here. I so love this journey that we're on, and I appreciate you. Take care.